Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kevin, can you let Mike know that we're doing the segment now?
God, it's so tense in here between these two. I feel like I'm the freaking moderator.
You're supposed to get into the segment quicker than this.
I will say that 7 ideas for organizations searching for an edge in the NFL draft. Will Mike be able to predict the 7 ideas?
God. Oh, yeah.
Number one, commit to keeping.
Hold on. Wait.
What?
I know we need to go over them, but I want people to count up along the way. Because okay. I think when we did this, I told you maybe 2. I had counted maybe 2 of the 7 that I think the Cowboys do.
And I didn't send this to Mike because I send things to you in hopes that you'll send them to Mike because we don't talk directly to each other.
All right, I'm going
to
keep all of this in mind going forward.
Kevin, we let him know that one of the things I'm hoping is that you can say, you know what, and we can find a common ground here because I think the Cowboys do about 3 to 4 of these well.
Okay.
Kevin, you said 2?
I think 2.
All right, so Mike, you being the, what's the, in science, he's the test, right?
Okay, sure.
You're the test to see if it's an accurate number here.
I'll be the
While
placebo.
He's watching CeeDee Lamb spin around and catch that
he's
football.
He's amazing.
I know.
Shippy, he's bigger than I thought,
I'll be
too.
A Petri dish, too.
Shippy is the placebo Petri dish.
There's no way he falls to 17.
877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. You let us know how many of the things that you think the Cowboys do well when it comes to what these organizations can do if they're trying to find an edge. All right, so Kevin, number one is commit to keeping track of performance. And that isn't just the performance of the player, but that is going back and looking, you know, what they did 3 years ago and then what they did 2 years ago, 1 year ago, and kind of say, okay, is that a good way for us to project forward of what they're going to be? But also keeping track of the performance of yourself as the organization.
I think they're okay at that, but I wouldn't say they're ahead of the curve on that. They do a great job watching All or Nothing of Jerry Jr. and Charlotte and Steven and Jerry talking about their merchandise sales and keeping track of that and seeing what they're projected.
Yep.
So if we're talking about the business side of it, there's nobody better.
We are not
in the world,
Mike,
at running sports than the Jones family. If we're talking about player evaluation and projections, they're not bad at it. They're just, to me, not in what you'd consider kind of your top 10 or top 25% of teams.
Who is in charge of that? Is that McClay's job?
I would assume. And then I wonder if what role McCarthy is going to take.
Yeah, I was going to say the coaching staff has to help you out on this because when you're meeting, now I know they fired a lot of the coaching staff, but when you're giving your evaluation on Randall Cobb, Amari Cooper, I need the wide receiver coach. If I trusted him and I had him back, I would say, hey, I need your true evaluation because we're about to reinvest in these guys. I need, what do you think they have in the next 2 to 4 years? What do you think they're going to be? And if you're saying, hey, Amari Cooper has a lot more upside that I know I can get out of him, we're getting there. Or if he says, hey, Amari Cooper's quiet, but he's a quiet diva who I can't get him to play hard for 4 quarters. And for some reason, these things go wrong with our communication and stuff. Then, you know, I just, the tough thing right now, and I think, Kevin, you just mentioned it, is it's a new head coach with a lot of new coaching staff. So you have to really rely on your front office, who you didn't make any changes there. There'll never be any changes there. That's fine. We just have, as a Cowboy fan, you have to live with that, that you have to hope at some point they get it right. The tough part is you don't really have great evaluation from your coaches because none of them have been here a long time.
All right. Mike, so you say no?
I lean no, but it's not a strong no. I just think they're okay at it.
Okay, so
if I can answer okay, I will. But if you're making me answer yes or no, I'll lean no.
All right. And Kevin, you say no?
No.
I say I think yes. All right. So number two.
Did I not help out there? Because I was the test person and I was right in the middle.
What's the placebo say, Shippy?
Neutral.
All right, so there we go. So we're all neutral on this.
This is a strong no on number
all right.
two.
Don't be overconfident in your skill for evaluating talent.
You saying they're sniffing themselves?
So some teams and individuals should guard against convincing themselves that their eye for talent is superior to the competitors. Because that's something that Al Davis always thought, right?
I agree with Kevin. It's a no because, if we just think of recent history, we knew who they were taking. Jeff and Broadus do such an unbelievable job before the draft. And obviously, Dane Brugler is a guy that nationally, when you look at The Athletic, does a great job at it. They knew they were taking Tristan Hill before the first pick of the draft last year happened. They knew that they were taking Leighton Vander Esch most likely before the draft even started. They knew that they were taking a guy like Taco Charlton and probably TJ Watt was going to be tough for them to pick. So they are doing a bad job, Kevin. I agree that they're so confident that they have the right guy picked. And they're so confident that guy will not be taken in the first 57 picks.
Yeah.
Which is really weird that you like a guy that you know will not be taken in the first 57, and you're going to take him at 58 because you know that he will be there at 58.
All right. So that's a no from everybody then. So that's
Neutral.
All right. Shippy's staying neutral.
Really
this is
no
interesting
effect.
Considering that's the placebo.
Sweden over here.
Number three. Promote a culture where disagreement is encouraged.
No, no, no. I'm also a strong no on this. I think that dissension is stifled more often than not. So no.
This is to me a no, and I really think I know not many people watch the show Succession on HBO.
I did. It's awesome.
It is.
I really feel like Jerry Jones is very much like the father who's running the media mogul there. And you cannot disagree with him. If you've ever watched that, if you're a strong disagree, he'll make sure to bury you / fire you at some point. Or embarrass you. And I think it's more harsh on that show, but I believe they take some of that. When I watch that, I'm like, man, these people must know a little bit into the Jones life. And I know that they take other people that are billionaires' lives that have that family set up, family business. But yeah, I'm a strong no on this one.
You think they've ever played a game of boar on the floor? Is that what you're saying?
The oink oink like a pig. I would not be surprised if that ended up happening at some point.
Because that is something shocking, right? All right. So I think I agree with you on that. I don't think it's promoted. I think that because Stephen Jones had to essentially fight Jerry about Johnny Manziel, that it's not promoted. But I also think that Stephen may have some different ideas on the approach to it in the future. Under Jerry Jones, I don't think the Cowboys are like, hey, let's all disagree so that we can come up with the best thing. I don't think anybody, what is it? Is it a red team where you go shoot holes in everybody's theory? Remember it was the newsroom. They were like, this is the red team or whatever.
Yeah.
You take plan A and everybody shoots holes in it and they go, okay, well, we can't live with that. All right. Number four, and this is kind of the same thing, but search for a diverse set of voices.
No.
They did that this year.
How?
For the last 10 years, they haven't. But this year, they cleaned house in the coaching staff. That is a new set of voices. So this is the first year in 10 years they've done that.
New does not mean diverse. So I look at all the family members that are a part of this, and I will always think that this is not a diverse set of voices because that's how they choose to run their operation, which is fine. It's their team. They can run it however the hell they want. But that is not a diverse set of voices. And Mike McCarthy rolls. Look, you started the job interviewing knowing that you had to say that Dak was the guy or else you weren't getting the job. I don't think that encourages a diverse set of voices.
I hope it changes starting this year, but ever since Bill Parcells retired, quit, it's been no diversity pretty much at all. But let's see, now that Jason Garrett isn't there, let's see if it changes. It'll probably stay the same, but you just have to, as a Cowboy fan, hope that it somewhat changes.
Okay, and 877-881-1053, what do you think the Cowboys, out of these seven things, what are they good at and what are they bad at? And is that business model not working for them in the NFL draft and in the entire business model for them? All right.
We got to get positive here, Kevin.
Next one.
So you said no to the last one, right, Mike?
Yeah, I said the first one. Now that I've said no to three in a row, I feel like I need to go back to the first one and lean yes just to have a positive.
I still have you as a maybe. Shippy, the last two. Where are you?
Right down the middle.
All right, Shippy's right down the middle. I love this. This is great. Number five, and Kevin, can you help me explain this one a little better?
Yeah.
Incorporate the idea of base rates into the process.
Okay, so Jordan Lewis is a perfect example of this,
all right?
Is you look at the base rates of what is a cornerback or what is a running back or what is a wide receiver in terms of speed, size, weight, etc. So this is something that I do think that the Cowboys do well. Sometimes it's frustrating and you wish like they would identify somebody like Lewis a little quicker when he's really playing well and say, look, I know he's not tall enough, but just put him in there. He's making plays. But yes, I do think that the Cowboys fall in line with this pretty well. So okay. If you're looking for something positive, I think that can be positive.
All right. It's just the idea of playing them becomes the coaching staff didn't do it very well.
And that's the thing is like you have to know the rules before you can break them.
Okay.
And so I do believe in like you should know some base rates for like how tall should these people be? How fast should they be? And then you can be like, yeah, I don't care because that kid catches every football around him.
Okay, let's do a yes.
All right. Somebody from the 469 said drafting Randy Moss, son. And from the 972, they are good at bad contracts.
You see? So, fake positive.
All right.
Yeah.
Number six, rethink traditional process.
No.
877-881-1053. Are the Cowboys good at rethinking traditional process? Kevin, one of the things I wanted to say yes because of the value chart.
Yes.
Because of the way that Gil Brandt incorporated things, but then I stop and I think
that was 30 years ago.
All of that's in the past.
And then,
since then, they've said we are the leading brand, so obviously we're doing things right.
And think about the reason why I said no is the Dak Prescott contract. Because what do they say 5-10 years ago? Deadlines make deals. What do they say today? Deadlines make deals.
Yeah.
They have their thought process that they've decided. They kept Jason Garrett, who had his thought process from the 1987 book of football, and it was decided. I do not think they excel at rethinking outside of traditional processes.
No, nobody's innovating off the Dallas Cowboys.
Do you think
nobody's trying to copy us?
When they go into the NFL draft, do you think that they're doing anything new as opposed to what they used to do? Because like,
I think when Will McClay came in, that changed quite a bit.
He changed their grading scale.
Well, I don't know about their grading scale, but it at least changed the communication. And I believe that they had some really nice drafts. Now they've started. It's very tough to just keep every year having a good draft. Most organizations can't do it. You know, you're hoping pretty much 2 out of 3 years you have a good draft, and if you do that, you can kind of keep up a 10-win season and continuously do that. But since Will McClay, I can't say that they're a positive here.
Okay, all right. And last but not least, and so you're saying that's no there too. All right. Wow, Mike.
Have
negative Mike.
Wow. 1.5.
Have
a 1.5 on me.
Positive Mike was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, exactly. Number seven, don't overreact and don't underreact.
Yes. I do think, believe it or not, they excel at this. Now, a counter argument.
Is that problematic?
Yeah, well, it is problematic because some people will make the argument it's because they don't react at all.
With the draft, I think it's good because you don't get, oh my gosh, this is the guy. Like Henry Ruggs ran a 4.27. We have to draft him because he ran a 4.27.
Yeah.
But it also kind of leads you to, hey, this TJ Watt dude could be the dude. And you're like, well, I don't know. And that's underreacting.
I'm with Kevin. They because of the family business, because of one of them, and I can't remember the exact way of phrasing it, but because there's no diversity, because it's a family-run business, and there's really no challenging going on in this business, true challenging, then you get this as a yes. So if you want to look at this as a positive, because look, we're not going to overreact. We're making we're going to be worth $6 billion in a couple of years. What do we need to overreact with?
Seriously, Chaz Green's only given up 11 sacks in the first half. Let's just take it easy. Get the second half.
Let's see what happens. Second half's a new half.
So they don't do that. They don't do that very well. So you guys say that's a yes, but you're not sure that it's a positive that it's a yes.
Although I will say it's not always a negative. Like, there are some examples that y'all just threw out. They're clearly negatives, but I also don't
always
think it's a
negative.
They underreacted
to Brett Maher.
Yes, I agree. And Chris Jones, you can make that same argument. And the decline of Dez Bryant and the health of Tony Romo. Like, you can make a lot of arguments for all of that. However, I also think sometimes it's good not to panic because you did lose the one game and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
All right, so Shippy, based on your chart, everything is a maybe.
Yeah. Right. As the placenta, I feel like they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Not the right word for that. No. Kevin and Mike, have you changed? Are you staying with the maybe at the top?
I'm a maybe.
So
on
you
that
got
one.
2.5. Kevin has 2, yes, and I have 3. So 2.5 is about. We think the Cowboys are 2.5 on the scale of 7 things they need to do as an organization.
And if you think about that from a grading perspective, what is that, like a 36?
Great batting average.
Not bad.
Hall of Famer. Baseball, it's really good.
Good point. That's it. Cowboys are just playing the wrong sport. We just figured it out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.